Setting yourself up for success. When it comes to setting goals, there are a few things you should do to prepare yourself for success in advance. By following this advice, you will actually enjoy the process of setting goals and achieving them. One of the first things you want to do when setting a new goal is to not make it open to being either a success or a failure. Instead of having only two options, create your goal so that it's setting you up to succeed. This is why it's important to create smaller goals along the way. As you reach each one, you'll feel good about it and be motivated to continue. Tracking your goals is something that you want to plan for. By tracking your progress, you can celebrate your successes. Plus, you can identify any weak areas and spend more time working on them. To track your goals, you can use something as simple as a basic spreadsheet and then record your progress. Some people prefer to track weekly, while others prefer to use a daily tracking system. Set yourself a monthly, weekly, or daily target that you can achieve. This could be something such as reducing the number of cigarettes you smoke, or not having that beer after work each night. As you meet each small goal, you are again setting yourself up for continued success. For business-related goals, try to set minimum numbers as targets as opposed to maximum numbers. Setting appropriate goals will help you set up for success. Don't set a goal for something that you already do on a regular basis. A new goal should be based around something that you're not good at, or one that could be classified as a bad habit. When necessary, ask for help for achieving your goals. At work, if you're not good at something, see if there's help available. Or is it possible to get this task delegated to someone else? Look for options when it comes to setting goals, especially for those tasks that you really don't like doing. Plan out a method for reaching your goal before you even start working on it. The majority of people who just decide on a goal will fail without having a good plan of action in place first. Even if you are not sure of all the steps, just start outlining your first one or two steps. As you begin your journey, you may identify other steps that are required for you to be successful. Simply add these into your plan of action. One good way to create a plan of action is to look at your goal in reverse. Think about how you would have gotten there and write down the steps. It's often easier to think in reverse when it comes to goal planning. A great example of this is having a goal of owning your first home. The last thing you do is sign the deal and pay for the house. So how do you raise the money for your home? How did you choose your location? And so on. As you create your list backwards, you've just completed a plan of actionable steps. If you plan on creating new goals, then recording your goals will help you with your next goal. You will have a plan in place that you can follow to a certain extent. More importantly, though, your recording of your first plan will highlight any problem areas you had. You will be more aware of them this time around and will know how to deal with them.